the warrant was found invalid on two grounds. Could you explain to us what those grounds were?
So there aren't many requirements for a valid warrant. The requirements are there are pretty basic. It has to say what the offence, what offence is being investigated, who they're investigating, and what kinds of things the police are looking for. And this warrant fell over on the first hurdle. It didn't properly identify the offence that they were actually looking into. So not only was it really confusing, the wording of it, but it actually misstated what the offence was all about. So it used words that just weren't even in the criminal code.
That's not exactly off to a sterling start.
No.
Arguments around rights to privacy weren't raised by either party, so the court didn't consider or couldn't consider this issue. Would a better established right to privacy protect journalists or hinder their ability to report on matters of public interest?
So that's a great question, because it goes to the kind of, I think everyone looked at this raid happening and thought privacy rights, press freedom, all these things that are really important to society and democracy. And when the case actually came up, it's decided on this technical, you didn't use the right words in the warrant ground. And what that shows is this big chasm in our law at the moment. So there are no really strong privacy protections under Australian law, and there are no press freedom protections. So when the lawyers were kind of figuring out what to do and how to challenge this warrant that everyone had a problem with, felt wrong, they won on these technical grounds. And there were privacy issues flagged by the court, but in a very vague sense, because we have very vague protections.
I mean, it almost seems to me like, you know, the law scene in the old movie The Castle, you know, it's more about the vibe of the whole thing rather than a real legal precedent.
That's probably very close to how they would have been arguing for privacy or press freedom protections. Yeah. The vibe of our democracy is we need this, but you won't actually find the word press freedom written anywhere.
Well, given the vibe, I mean, did the court give any weight to the kind of reaction we'd seen to these warrants? I mean, you know, obviously, as I say, there was a real backlash here within Australia. There was a backlash overseas around the world as well when these raids went on to really quite an effect, really. So did the court give any weight to the effect these warrants have on reporting matters of public interest, the perception that they were a method of intimidation?
No, the court didn't look at that at all. So Annika Smethurst had challenged this warrant as well as on these technical grounds. She'd also said that this infringed our constitutional freedom of political communication, which is the closest we have to free speech. And that would have involved a lot more kind of vibe type arguments. Press freedom is central to democracy, and this has had a chilling effect on press freedom in Australia and therefore democracy and those kinds of things. The court didn't even consider that argument because it just said, look, the warrant isn't valid, we don't need to turn to that question. Those kinds of questions were considered when the other warrant from last June was challenged. So the one on the ABC, when the AFP raided the ABC headquarters. And they also challenged that warrant on different grounds, that the actual laws about warrants infringed our political communication. So in that case, we see a bit more engagement with that chilling effect on democracy and press freedom. But again, the judge says, look, it's not an absolute right. These are very vague standards and we need to have warrants. So she upheld the laws in that case as well.
Is there a chance that this one could lead to a larger conversation, hopefully a legal conversation, about enacting some law reforms and putting some of these kind of some of these feelings into law?
Absolutely. So that conversation has been going on now since at least last August, when the two parliamentary inquiries into press freedom were kicked off, one by the Senate and one before the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. Those inquiries are looking at what kind of law reform we need to protect press freedom in this country. So it's on the agenda. they still haven't reported. So we're yet to see what those inquiries are going to come out with. And these cases being heard and determined in the meantime are really underscoring that any kinds of legal protections we thought might be there just aren't there.
So in the immediate future, if the Australian Federal Police are considering making these kinds of raids again, they think, well, you know, we've got this situation, we might want to do this again. Will they be thinking a little bit harder about the larger implications and, you know, thinking about the protections that journalists don't have legally but seem to be, you know, the people think that they should have? Or will they simply be going, well, we didn't do particularly well writing up that last warrant, we just better be more careful watching our, you know, crossing our T's and dotting our I's?
So this case is certainly on the latter half of that. All that this case says is if you're going to invade somebody's privacy, go into their home, go through their things, make sure you actually draft the warrant properly. That's all that the only message coming out of this case for the AFP. But the broader kind of democratic conversation is very different. And middle of last year, we saw directions from Peter Dutton and also from the Attorney General to the AFP saying, if you're going to investigate a journalist, then do it very carefully, do it as a matter of last resort. That's the kind of thing that is making a difference at the moment. So right now, taking press freedom into account is purely a kind of government imperative, something they can do if they feel like it needs to be done. But there's no legal backing on that. So these cases, really, they're just saying draft your warrants properly. Mm. Some better legal protections, even if they put the kinds of sentiments that Peter Dutton and the Attorney General had in their direction into law, so legalise the need to take into account press freedom when investigating journalists, that would be a huge step forward.
Well, Rebecca, I do appreciate you unpacking us this one a little bit this morning.
That's a pleasure.